Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cycling Dane. Today, we're going to be discussing the winner of Strade Bianche, Tom Pidcock, how he will fare in potentially the other monuments in his career and how well he's suited to them. You'll recall in the 2021 edition of Strade Bianche, we did a similar thing with Mathieu van der Poel. As always, I'm joined by Mr. Gregor himself, Mr. Ewan Wilson, and Ewan, Tom Pidcock, such a phenomenally good win. We spoke about it over on the Cycling Dane Extra channel in the recap. But Tom Pidcock, how do you see him as a one-day racer?
Exactly that. Today, he came of age with this win at Strade Bianche, showing us that he's a little bit more than just a cyclocross rider and an Olympic mountain bike racer. He is a road racer through and through. That's how he got his big splash, really, 5 years or so ago in the UK. And he's made a name for himself quite convincingly. And with this victory in what we will call the sixth monument of professional cycling, it shows real sort of promise for big things to come for Pidcock.
So obviously in this video, we're going to talk through the five monuments. So yeah, Strade Bianche, not a monument. But yeah, and how he suits. We've seen him up there in Amstel Gold, almost winning it, where Wout van Aert and him were at the sprint finish, Brabantse Pijl as well. And he's kind of been there or thereabouts. But nevertheless, Ewan, La Primavera, it's the first monument. He's been there twice. 2021, where he was at the forefront and near the Poggio. It was also his Neopro season, we should throw that in there. And then 2022, he did not finish, but he's had experience at Milan-San Remo and at a young age already finished it.
Yeah, exactly that. I'm getting flashbacks to 2021. He looked very strong in that edition, rolling with the punches. Eventually, the race went to Jasper Stuyven, but Pidcock looked strong on that, what was his first ever monument. And I would say Milan-San Remo is one of the monuments that is probably better suited to Pidcock. With the punchy profile and also the sort of technical elements of the descent from the Poggio, which we saw in 2022, having that sort of daredevil ability can set you above the rest. Matej Mohoric demonstrated it well. And I think Pidcock can sort of emulate that in another year by sort of slipping away and really pushing on the descent. He's a fantastic descender. He is a rider who's brave and willing to push his bike and himself to the absolute limit. And I reckon if he can do that in the last 10 kilometers of a Milan-San Remo, he's got a good shout at victory. It's worked before. Nibali in 2018 attacked and descended strongly. And of course, with Matej Mohoric last year. So that for me is the recipe and the ingredients for a Pidcock-San Remo victory.
No, yeah, I completely agree. You said, yeah, Nibali, Mohoric, Sean Kelly as well, like the Poggio, so many legendary descents, and Tom Pidcock, as we know, such a formidable descender. But if we carry on to the next monument on our list, and that is the Tour of Flanders, he's done it twice, 2021. Finished 41st, 14th in the 2022 edition. I mean, the caveat we should put on here is this year he finished 5th in Omloop Het Nieuwsblad. He's also been on the podium in Kern-Brussel-Kern and in Dwarsdorf-Vlaanderen. So he's got a lot of experience in terms of these cobbled roads around Flanders. And Ewan, Tom Pidcock and the Tour of Flanders, again here, Mathieu van der Poel, former world cyclocross, well, current world cyclocross champion, cyclocross rider, Tom Pidcock, many of the same attributes that he shares with the Dutchman. So would he fit in here as well in terms of winning it? Or how good is his chance of winning this?
Yeah, exactly. I think he fits into a Ronde van Vlaanderen profile quite well, to be honest. He's a punchy guy, once again, and he can also negotiate the cobbles with ease, particularly these hilly cobbles. Although we haven't quite seen him really attack a Ronde van Vlaanderen or a sort of Idri kind of profile, I'd really like to see him do so in the years to come. Looking back on his palmarès, the similar races, the Brabantse Pijl comes to mind. It's quite similar to Ronde with the hills, the cobbles, and the caliber of riders as well that have competed at that race. We've seen Van der Poel win it. We've seen Michael Matthews contend well at that race. Wout van Aert, actually, was the guy he beat in 2021 to take the win. And I think that kind of day of racing, it's a difficult day of racing. For sure. His performance there in 2021 demonstrates that he could probably be up there in a Ronde van Vlaanderen type of situation. It's a lot of sort of cunning and smart racing and being able to read the race and so forth. He showed in the past that he can read racing quite well, including today at Strade Bianche. So I would say Ronde van Vlaanderen, it is a likely possibility. I think he'd have to win it on his own, though. I'm not convinced he'd be able to beat Van der Poel in the sprint.
Yeah, I think you're very correct in that. Obviously, he's in an era of Mathieu van der Poel, which always is a bit of the caveat or the elephant in the room. But nevertheless, Paris-Roubaix, a race that Mathieu van der Poel has not won, but a certain Tom Pidcock didn't win the under-23 edition of Paris-Roubaix back in 2019. And he's not yet done this race. We know the under 23 race is very different to the senior race. Obviously, is a monument, and the other one's under 23 race. But do you think he has the? There's no descent. There's no hills in this race. We know it's the hard cobbles, but he is a cyclocross rider. He has potentially the skills here, or do you think he would need to be like Peter Sagan, bulk a bit up before he could potentially challenge this later in his career?
This is the sort of the one that I think I have the most difficulty in saying that Pidcock could win. I think it's because Roubaix is probably one of the most specific types of races there are in the calendar. You have roulers, you have cobble guys, you have some time trialists to do well on this kind of day. I'm not quite sure Tom Pidcock fits into a sort of stereotypical Roubaix winner's mold. Yes, he's good at the cobbles. We know he's got great bike handling skills. But Roubaix, really, it's all about having that engine between the sectors, on the sectors, and then in that final dash to the line in the velodrome. I'm not quite sure Pidcock has all of those factors. He ticks all those boxes for me to confidently say, yes, Roubaix, it's easy for him. But I don't think it is. I don't think this race is a sort of paint-by-numbers Pidcock profile. Even looking back on the roll call of winners of the Paris-Roubaix under 23 race, some of the winners of that race didn't crack the senior rankings. Looking at Ramon Sinkeldam, he's never really been seen at the pointy end of a Roubaix. Bob Jungels has won that race. Lukas Spengler has won that race. Niels Eckhoff, plenty of these guys have won the under 23 race, but don't crack the senior one. I have a feeling Pidcock might slot into that pattern as well, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think you're very correct on that point. Yeah, we're getting towards the Hillier Classics. Liège-Bastogne-Liège, the biggest one of, well, the oldest one in terms of the monuments. He's done fairly well in the Hillier Classics, looking towards Amstel Gold. Second, as we mentioned, in 2021. 11th in 2022. And Flèche Wallonne, he was sixth in 2021. Quite a remarkable neo-pro season. But yeah, Ewan, do you think potentially we've seen Tadej Pogačar win here? We've seen Jakob Fuglsang, probably not the best comparison, but Wout van Aert finishing on the podium as well. Do you think that Tom Pidcock has it in it? Does he have the kick? Does he have the potential sprint in a smaller group to win the Liège-Bastogne-Liège? How well suited do you think he is to winning this?
I think he's pretty well suited, to be fair. With the hills, it makes sense. You could sort of imagine Pidcock doing a big move over the Rochefoucauld or La Redoute. I can imagine him just going full away on the hills and everyone's left chasing him, a bit like today at Strade Bianche. So Pidcock definitely, I think, has a chance for Liège-Bastogne-Liège. It is very different, though. There's an awful lot of climbing. The elevation gain on a Liège-Bastogne-Liège is similar to an Alpine day in the Tour de France. This is why the list of winners is sort of Pogacar, Roglic, Evenepoel. These guys who are Grand Tour kind of destroyers. I don't quite know if Pidcock is in the same caliber in his climbing, but over those hills, in theory, you would say, yeah, Pidcock could do well on this kind of day.
Jakob Fuglsang, winner of that one and the next one, and Grand Tour Destroyer. No, not quite, unfortunately. 2029-19, that would have been his year. But that aside, that weird Fuglsang tangent, Il Lombardier, Ewan. We've seen Pogačar dominating this. This is kind of, well, the race of the fallen leaves. Actually, that one and Roubaix is the only two that he hasn't participated in his career. But this is seen as the GC. The GC monument, in a way, more even more than even more than Liège-Bastogne-Liège. Is this a step too far for for Tom Pidcock as well? Do you see this as the Roubaix kind of thing, where it's, yeah.
I don't know. Copy paste everything I said about climbing for Liège-Bastogne-Liège and insert that into the Giro di Lombardia. It's also a very difficult day of climbing, a lot of meters, hence why Pogačar dominates. This is probably the race with the most amount of GC guys and proper climbers in the list of riders that have won it. But I could see Pidcock doing a sort of long range move here, or even just sort of sticking with the group of favorites and betting on a sprint in the end. We saw at Longwy at the Tour de France last year, put him in a sprint against other GC guys and he will do fairly well. So I would say Lombardia maybe is one I'm a little bit more cold towards for Pidcock. Also, with it being in a different part of the calendar as well, makes it different. It'll make it difficult with the cyclocross goals as well, with winding down his road season. So that also has to be factored in, but you never know. As Justin Bieber infamously once said, never say never.
Who thought you would ever be mentioning Justin Bieber in a video? But yeah, I think, as you said, when you look down the list of riders, the only rider I could be like, well, he's done well, so potentially is Philippe Gilbert, winning twice. He's more a puncher, more not quite the Tom Pidcock rider, but he's a lot more similar than Tadej Pogacar. But then you can say if Tadej Pogacar is at the race, potentially that is it. Pidcock's not going to be challenging him. But yeah, well, in terms of like what we've said, I think we've said he can basically win all of them apart from Paris-Roubaix and Lombardia, maybe Liège-Bastogne-Liège at a push, but the more suited ones are Milan-San Remo and Tour of Flanders. But nevertheless, that's it for our video. Make sure to check out our recap of Strade Bianche, the victory that he did. And of course, as always, thank you very much for watching. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, and comment down below which monument you think Tom Pidcock is most suited to. So with that, as always, thank you for watching and have a nice day.